All right, we're in studio. Kyle Price from Caroga Lake Music Festival is here. Hello, sir.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. I'm real excited. This summer is almost here.
Faster than I could ever imagine. But yeah, so exciting. Yeah.
So for someone like yourself who puts together a summer-long festival, you get to the end of April, beginning of May. Do you start to have your breath coming faster?
Absolutely. You know, I think in upstate New York, you're just like, I hope it gets sunny soon and warm because the cold can only last so long, right? But no, I'm very excited. We have so many incredible events coming up, so I'm ready to hit the summer.
What's sort of the big picture for Caroga this year? What are you guys sort of looking at?
So we have over 35 events this year, a slight increase over last year. Over 150 artists spanning all genres of music. So there's really something for everyone with this festival lineup that we have. We actually just had our announcement come out last week, so people can really peruse the whole offering. But, you know, what I love about the festival and what makes it unique is you get to have a slice of the Adirondacks as an audience goer, and you get to get up close and personal with the musicians and really see these musicians of all genres collaborate and interact in ways that you won't see anywhere else.
Yeah. I love that about your festival. You could see people across genre sort of cross-pollinating with each other, making interesting stuff happen.
Absolutely.
How does that happen? Is that just an organic thing, or do you sort of put people in a place and say, have fun?
Well, I do feel like sometimes musicians, you know, can really get creative beyond what you can ever plan once they meet each other and certain people resonate on wavelengths together and start collaborating. And that's always so much fun as a curator of a series. I think what helps it really happen is we have about 100 resident artists through the summer, 30 per week that are there on site, and they are there to both play their own music, collaborate on chamber music and orchestra. But when guest artists come in of these other genres, we make it a focal point to collaborate with them. So for the guest artists that haven't done orchestra collaborations, we put together the charts for them, and then we work with them to realize this product. And so that's where we've had in past, you know, Corey Wong and Sierra Farrell and Leve come through and put together these really unique collaborations that have also been fun for them to play in future outside of Caroga Lake.
Nice. Very nice. We're talking with Kyle Price. The Caroga Lake Music Festival is coming at us fast. I noticed that there's lots of great stuff, but I did notice two in particular that sort of jumped right out at me. You've got Sarah DeRose and Kishi Bashi coming. That's really exciting.
I'm so thrilled about that. I mean, some of it has come about with, you know, musician recommendations. Obviously, we've all are fans of music, and we've all listened to a lot of different types of music, and Kishi Bashi is a musician's musician. You know, everyone seems to really gravitate towards him, but he's also so engaging to audiences of all interests and types. And so he's going to come do a show with the string orchestra that we have in residence and be performing. And he's also connected to a really prominent regional musician, David Wong. They became friends at a festival last year together, and David recommended Kishi join us. And on Sarah Jarosa's side, been hoping to get Sarah for many years. And I actually know Jeff Picker, her husband, who's also a fantastic bass player. And so we finally got connected through a fellow friend, Eddie Barbash. And the music world is small. It's all about connections. And once someone hears that something cool is going on, then they all want to jump in. And we're just fortunate to be able to host that.
Well, that was sort of one of the things I was going to ask you about, is it does seem like something fun is going on up there in Caroga Lake. And the musicians, they do talk, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, the word gets out. And so we just try to create the platform and the flexibility for those collaborations to occur.
With all of the stuff that you have, you have like classical, jazz, you've got like, you know, really cool different string stuff, some bluegrassy type stuff. Mm-hmm. You've got a lot of different stuff. How do you sort of balance all of this?
I think
you need to,
yeah.
I guess.
No, it's a great question. I think we really focus on, you know, creating a balance within the entire festival. But at the same time, I think all of us just have various interests, and we try to welcome those interests in. And so whether it's the Bean Tones, who are recent Berkeley grads that do, you know, kind of a cappella barbershop quartet, you know, the four freshmen, type of music.
Awesome.
Or, you know, you get towards like the sentimental gentlemen who are doing kind of their Sierra Farrell's band minus Sierra Farrell that are going on tour together this summer. You just start being like, oh, something really attracts my ear to this music. And regardless of genre, like, hey, if that excites me, then hopefully it'll excite others. And so we just try to bring that into the mix. But we're also bringing a lot of awesome, you know, bands locally and regionally. Super 400's coming in. We also have Completely Unchained, which is like a Van Halen tribute group. Awesome. So anyway, it's going to be a really fun mixture. And I will say the theme is very centered around American music with the America 250. So whether it's Gershwin, Barber, Mike Block making another kind of appearance with us, or other prominent American groups from other genres, that's kind of the central launch point for our season. Yep.
Yeah. Kyle Price with me from Caruga Lake Music Festival. Kyle, the website has got tons of information. Where should folks go?
You can visit carugaarts.org to learn more about tickets, event details, and about Sherman's Park. Where this festival takes place is at an old amusement park, 20s style amusement park, carousel, Ferris wheel. It's kind of what Coachella wants to be, but can't quite, you know, find its footing with. But no, in all seriousness, it's a really nice slice of the Adirondacks, and it's right on the lake, really beautiful. And we have some different things happening this year. We may be under a little bit of construction for this stage house amphitheater we're building, but you can still come ride the carousel and see the music and get to meet the musicians, which is always a lot of fun.
I'm glad you brought up Sherman's because, you know, when you go to the website, people can see the beautiful sort of picturesque space that you're in there. And that idea of sort of reviving that park was a big part of this, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we were a festival before we got Sherman's, but it was always something growing up around Caruga Lake that, you know, attracted us to doing something bigger there and trying to make it a music and education and community space. And so we feel really confident we'll be able to help work with everyone to revive that space and bring it back to its original glory, which has such incredible music history with big bands playing there back in the day.
Now, there's so much going on, and it's not like this is the only time of year that there's a lot going on for you, Kyle. I always wonder how you have enough time to sort of sift through all the possible things that you could have. Like, you seem like you're literally breathing music all day, every day, and all night, too.
Yeah, I am fortunate to be a part of a musical family, and also, my wife is an amazing musician, and she just started actually at SPAC as vice president of artistic planning there. So we do have music around us all the time. And I will say, you know, sometimes people ask about how do you you know, curate a season like this. It's very basic, but just a really big spreadsheet of all these artists that have, you know, either contacted me or I've heard over the years. And it's really, you know, such a pleasure to get to listen to everyone and start to think about how it fits together each year.
Cool. Kyle Price, Caruga Lake Music Festival with me. Kyle, what's the thing you look most forward to going at this point going into the festival?
Going to the festival, I just look forward to having all of the artists there again. Some of them have been with us for 15 seasons now, which is hard to believe. We were all 19 and 20 years old when this started. And now they're, you know, Associate Concertmaster of Seattle Symphony and doing all these incredible professional things, Chamber Music Society, Lincoln Center. But then also bringing in guest artists who we either know personally or have heard about and being able to see all of these things come together, all these people come together and really just have fun together and really do something that's accessible and relatable to others and promote some incredible music. And I think those are all objectives that allow each summer to feel special and magical.
Awesome. So we want to see a lot of folks listening right now out at Sherman's, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Come to the Southern Adirondacks, Sherman's Park. And I will add, we are also doing some runouts. If you can't make it to Sherman's, playing up in Ballston Lake and as far west as Cooperstown and Utica. So you can check out our schedule online and see where we're at. We'd love to see you.
And the website?
carugaarts.org.
Thanks, Kyle.
All right. Thank you.